Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis. We're continuing through all the Malachas. In Mishnah Aleph, we went through Boina, the Shear of Makeh B'Patish. And now we have something else. Chayrish Kol Shehu. Ground that's prepared for the purpose of using that ground, the agriculture, is called Chayrish. How much ground? Kol Shehu. Menakish is weeding. Mekarsem is cutting off dry branches off a tree. Mizared is cutting off, if there's too many branches on a tree and it saps out the energy of the tree, it can't produce fruit properly. What we call pruning. Kol shehu, every little bit is meaningful, legabe the enhancing the place or enhancing the tree. Semele is chayv kol shehu. Now, which malachas each of these things are is not so clear. Chayrish is, we understand, is making a hole in the ground. Menakish is weeding. L'chayra also, you're making the ground royal lezria. That's clearly charisha. To say that menakish is koitzer, nobody pulls out weeds because they want the weed, you wouldn't be chayiv. Certainly a malach shen in tzricha legufa. Pulling out a weed anyways is not something that's royal l'ktzir l'chayra. It's not, even according to Mandam, malach shen in tzricha legufa is chayiv, L'chayra, you shouldn't be chayv. So L'chayra, the Mefarshim said this quite clearly, the Menakesh is Chayrish. Mekarsem, which is cutting branches off, it's dead branches, again, is it Koitzer? You're not producing anything. L'chayra, the better, the more accurate Melacha for Mekarsem is Zoreya. Zoreya is planting, but anything you do to a living thing, to a tree, that enhances growth is also Zareah. So Mizared is also cutting off branches. So the Rambam speaks it out. If you want the branch, if you need the branch, let's say you cut off dry branches, you want to use for firewood. That's Koitzer. But if you're taking it off in order to enhance growth, productivity from the tree, that's a form of Zareah. On those you chayv. Gerada, if you look at the pasuk in Parshas Bahar, where the Melachos of Shemitah are, so the pasuk mentions also Sheshanim Tizra Sodecho, the Sheshanim Tizmar Kamecho, and then the Torah says the opposite Sodcho Loi Sizra, the Kamecho Loi Sizmar. It's Lachaira. It's part of the production of growth is pruning the trees. So that would be Lachaira what we're talking about over here, and that's Malachat Tzricha Legufa. So over there the Shear is Kol Shehu. We have that Zerez the Shear is Kol Shehu, Charisha the Shear is Kol Shehu. L'chayra koitzer, also the shear, is kol shehu. See, the Taz Yantav brings another possibility, not a possibility, but another nekuda, and that is that the Gemara says the reason why chayrish is b'kol shehu is because even the smallest of holes, you could put in a drop of dlas to plant. The smallest possible amount that you poke, a hole that you poke in the ground is roi to plant dlas. Frekta chashayla, dlas. The chshivus of dlas is only by two seeds. Kimavur legabi hoitzo. When you're carrying out seeds, you need a certain amount of seeds. Less than that is not chashuv. Why legabi charisha should be more chashuv? Shtei dochidish that charisha kol guma v'guma, each hole ba'apei nafsha oved lo. That does have a chshivus. So again, there's a chidish over here in the shir kol shu legabi these malachas that we just mentioned. Now we have something else. Hamalaket eitzim. Somebody gathers wood. Pieces of branches on the ground. Picking up branches, the Mefarshim speaking over here from the Gemara, could be in several different ways. One is you're trying to make the ground royal l'charisha, so then the Avmalach is charish. One is they're on something that's growing. They're on something that's growing, and the growth is impeded by the branches sitting on them. There's a tree surrounded by vegetable patches, and the branches keep on falling to the vegetable patch. It impedes the growth of the cucumbers that are growing there. Pick up the branches, you're enhancing the growth, it's zareah. Now, if it's neither, and it's only because you need the wood, so then that would be the malacha. What's that? The malacha of gathering produce from a tree. Fruit that fall down, fruit that we even cut off a tree, cut off the ground, gathering up piles of stalks of wheat, v'chule, is called ma'amer. You're taking it from part of the field, and you're turning it into a pile of produce. That's the chshivus of the malacha ma'amer. Over here also, gathering a pile of firewood would be ma'amer. So the lashon of the Mishnah is, im letaken, if you're being misakin the field or the growth of something that's growing there. Kol shein. Im lahesik, if you're gathering firewood, kedei levashul beitza kala, how much firewood is meaningful? The smallest amount of cooking we had, legabi hoitzo, is a beitza kala. Now over here there's a gevaldige kasha. And the kasha goes like this. The Gemara speaks out that the case of Yechayev Kedei Levashul Beitza Kala, you're not Kayev Kolshu, is some place where it's not a soda, so you're not enhancing the ground, you're also not enhancing growth. The Gemara says we're talking about a Ilon Yovesh, that you're not enhancing growth, or we're talking about from a ground that's a swamp, nothing is growing over there, there's no Tikkun soda. And the Gemara speaks out, because if there would be a Tikkun, you'd be Chayev on Kolshu, even if that wasn't your intent. You're picking up wood to make a fire. You're not doing it in order to enhance the ground. Why? Because of psikresha, that the ground is enhanced. It's any miskaven that the ground will be enhanced, but it's a psikresha. The Gemara gives another possibility. You malakit etzim for firewood in somebody else's field. So since it's somebody else's field, that's called you have no interest. So memela, it's a psikresha deloy nichale. That's the Lashon in the Gemara. Rashi says what that means is psikresha, because lo ichpasle. That means I don't care for somebody else's enhanced growth. I need the firewood. So that would be, you wouldn't be chayv on that. Frektiv kivega kasha. That would make an assumption that every psikresha, you hold davishenim is kavan is potter. You hold psikresha, however, is chayv. But you hold that a psikresha, the lo ichpasle, would be potter. He brings Rashi Mufurish and Dafayin Hay that holds psikresha, the Le'ichim Slay is Chayiv. So it's a stirig luyer, Kiveg of Lives and Tzorchim and God. Same idea the Mishnah has in the Sefer, Malakir Asovim, somebody's picking grass, Im Letakein, either the ground or the grass, Kolshu, because either the shear of Zareya or Chayrish is Kolshu. Im Lebehema, if he's picking it up in order to feed to a Behema, so the shear is the same thing we had by Yitzo. Kimloi piakdi, that's how much is the smallest possible use that you could have out of a pile of grass. Mishnah Gimel, we're on to another malacha. Hakoisiv shte oisiois, ben biminoi, ben bismoiloi. Person writes two letters. What's the minimal amount of writing that could be called a meaningful writing? Writing one letter is now you're not writing a word. It doesn't have any mashmos. Shte oisiois, ben biminoi, Ben Mismoiloi. Here's a chiddush. The Gemara speaks out that Ben Bimini Mismoiloi is somebody who's ambidextrous, somebody who could use his left hand and his right hand. Otherwise, there's a shinui. Writing with a left hand is one of the basic shinuyim. B'mokom atzorich, a doctor, there are cases, pekuch nefoshes, where a person has to write, he writes with his left hand if he's able to. Ben Mishem Echod, Ben Mishnei Shemois. Now the Rav over here and Rashi in the Mishnah explain Mishem Echod. What does it mean Shem Echod? You wrote two Aleph's, the same letter. Shnei Shemois means Aleph Beis. Two letters is the least meaningful communication. What's Mishem Echod? Two Aleph's. All the Mefarshim bring it this way. And Rav Kiva Eger has a Velt Kasha. Kiveika says, you look at the Gemara cheshmes out, Brises, there's two times the Rabbi Yehuda and the Tana Kama and the Brise, it would sound like neither Tana, there's no tzad in the world, that two letters that have no meaningful meaning, would you be chayiv. What would be Shem Echo that you would be chayiv? You'd be chayiv two letters from one word, which would be like God, Gag, Dad, Sheish, two letters, one after another, have a meaningful sound. But two Alephs? What's the meaning of Aleph? Aleph Beis has a much more. Aleph Beis is the Hebrew language. What's Aleph Aleph? Kivega blibes at Tzorchin. The Boyaz explains Barichus over here, based on a Gemara. He says, Vulnum of Farsha bring it, has to be. They held that there's another Makar to such a Shita. And he brings a Brisa before on Dafayin Hey that says that if a person writes a letter as big as two oisis is not chayiv, even though it's the size of two oisis. Vaist ois, but if it was two letters, even though they're the same letter and they don't have any meaningful meaning, that would also be chayiv. So it's a stira between various machlokes, rather, between various tanoim of braises. Elamaisa, this is the way the stam of the Mishnah is that bein mishem echa bein mishnei shem is any two letters one after another. Otherwise, the Mishnah would have to say bein mishnei samamonios, two types of ink. Colors, we would say you write in two different colors. Doesn't look like one word, but it's two different letters. Someli chayv b'chol loshoin. In any language, the halach is chayv. Chayv is doesn't make a difference if it's English or Lashon HaKodesh or any other language. It's not clear what Rabbi Yossi is adding. Roshim is he's explaining in the Mishkan that the way there were two letters is because there were boards, and very often we do this by sukkah boards, is the boards that are next to each other, or the boards that snap into each other, you write two similar letters to make sure that the two sides that are supposed to go together do go together. So they weren't writing anything meaningful, they were being roshim, they were marking them. It's the same, writing, marking, what's the difference? And look how the Mishnah says it. Shekacho yukosven al karshi ha-mishkan, they wrote on the kroshim, leideizu ben zuga, which one fit together. So what's Rabbi Yossi mechadish by saying it, that it's not kosev, it's roshim? Call it what you want. So the Yochin explains that we're talking about over here, that he didn't make a letter. He didn't write not a Greek letter, not a Chinese letter, not an English letter, not a Hebrew letter. He wrote a simon, he made a triangle. Triangle maybe is a meaningful symbol. He made some type of squiggle that only he recognizes. And he writes that on the other one. That's also a form of writing. He's communicating that these two go together. That's communication of two characters. See, it'd be chayv on that. And on that, the halacha is not like a b'yaisi. Omer Rebbe motzinu shem koton mishem godl. Person wants to write the name Shmuel, and he writes Shin Mem. The Mishnah actually says Shem Mishimin Ushmuel. Noyach Minocho is planning to write Noach. He writes Noyach. Don Midaniel God Magdiel. The other remembers that there's a sefer called Shem Mishmuel. This is the makor to such an expression. Al Kaponim, the point of this Tana, the point of Rabbeinu Kodesh's Memra, is to say that we said before that any two letters, Bleibs a Malachi, he says no, only if they have a meaningful word that they form together. That's the only time Yechayiv. Be'im Yishem Echot. Here we have no, only if it's a Shem Koton, Mishem Godel, it's a meaningful word by itself, then Yechayiv. The point is also, as a Chiddush over here, we had before by Zrika, where it was Loid Isavid Machshavtoi. So the pshat over there is lo yisavid machshavti in the way that he wanted, but over here, part of the bigger word is the smaller word. So it's avid machshavti to write that chelik. That's enough call that you mecham to do that ma'isa malacha. So you'd be chayv. Now the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos over here has very interesting raid. The Rambam says that the fact that you're chayv on shem Mishmuel is because since the shame is two letters that form an intelligent word, a name, why should you be chayev? Let's say somebody, you're going to tell me that only chayev if you finish off the complete thought of what you wanted to do. Person decides that he wants to, the dugma the Rambam gives, he wants to sew 20 yards of fabric. So if he sews only one yard, he'll never be chayev Shabbos. Person can do as much work as he wants. He'll always be mechavin that be'etzim he wants to make five times more, and he never finished what he wanted to do. So he's not chayv? Of course he's chayv. You did something. You did something intelligent. You wanted to do it. So that's called the savit machshav. You mecham to the ma'isim lach. Why shouldn't you be chayv? The Rambam says in Asvar, Kiveiga says that shem Mishmul, the Gemara does not say in Asvar. The Gemara held that there's a mokum to say that's called loye savit. Except the Gemara brings a pasuk in Chiv Chatos Achas Meheno, one of those, which means a lesser form of something from a bigger form. The Gemara understands that to mean like you wanted to write Shmuel, Lamaisi you wrote Shem. Okay, the Gemara doesn't understand it, so Klupash Menatzvara. Sewing yards of fabric is the same thing, a smaller piece of fabric, a bigger piece of fabric. This name, that name is two different things that the Gemara needs Exes HaKosu for. The Rambam says, Minasvara. The Gemara says, not that way. Another point Reb Kivega discusses is, Tais Yonta talks about, the Gemara has the fact that when you write Shmuel, the Shin Mem is a Mem Psucha. The name Shem is probably written Shin Mem Stuma. So the Gemara says, oh, you know why it's considered the right way to write Shin Mem Psucha and you stop there? Because even in a Sefer Torah, if instead of writing Uchsav Tom, you wrote it the M, the Mem, a Mem Psucha, you'd be Yitzchak, the Sefer Torah would be kosher. Lamaisi, the Gemara is Doichad Amehalocha. The Gemara says that you need Ksiva Tama. Ksiva Tama means every Oys in a Sefer Torah has to be written the right way. So you can't write a Mem Psucha and Bemochim a Mem Stuma. But the Rambam says, Lamaisi, it doesn't have to be the way a Sefer Torah is written. Kivega brings a different stardom. It does not have to be that in Hilchas Shabbos, it's written with the perfection, Shin Mem, the way you'd write it in a Sefer Torah. Memela, over here, you'd be Chayv.